Hello, everybody. This is Nikki from It's Going to Be Okay. And it's been a while since I've actually recorded a new updated video. So a lot of things have changed in my life. And so I'm getting used to that. I'll probably talk about that more later. But for now, today's topic, I'm going to talk about the City of Refuge. And if you're a Bible person, you might know about it. If you're not, then you're going to learn something new today. So, but before I get into all of that, I just want to remind everybody that if you are not a subscriber to my newsletter, you can go to my website, www.nikkiasherbowling.com, and subscribe to the newsletter. You can also get all of my videos on YouTube or Rumble, and you can listen to the podcast on any platform. So I hope that you will share, comment, like, and subscribe. That helps with the algorithm, all of the mumble jumble that the big techs like to have control over. So here I am, just got a little teeny tiny piece of the pie and a very, very teeny tiny piece of the corner. And so that would really help me out. So the City of Refuge. I learned about the City of Refuge in Sunday school when I was a teenager, and I was so enamored by this concept. And my Sunday school teacher at the time was John Bryant, and he was just the best. And he passed away a few years ago at the age, I think he was 91, and he had never married. And so he was a confirmed bachelor, but he knew the Bible. And so when we talked about the City of Refuge in a Sunday school lesson, I had questions. And that afternoon, he went home and wrote some more things about it and then brought it to me that night, because we had Sunday night service back then. And I wish I still had that. It was just a one pager, but it had more information about it. So in the Old Testament, there were six cities, and I'm going to read from one of the passages. There's several different passages in the Old Testament that talks about it, but to me, the most clearest passage that talks about it is in the book of Numbers, chapter 35. And the City of Refuge, the concept is that if you accidentally murder somebody, then you could go to the City of Refuge to save yourself. And the avenger, the person that wanted to get revenge for whatever reason, a loved one, relative, they could not harm you if you was in one of these cities. So as long as you stayed within the walls of one of these cities of refuge, then you were okay. So that's the concept. So Numbers chapter 35, and it starts at verse 9. And it goes to verse 28, but I'm not going to read all the way down to 28. You can read that later. I'm just going to read like the first part of it so you can get what God told Moses about the City of Refuge. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel. So what cracks me up about this is like, God, like, I know these people are going to do bad stuff. So I got to set up some parameters for them so that they can help themselves, you know, which, I mean, he was looking out for everybody, I guess. So speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when ye be come over Jordan into the land of Canaan, Then ye shall appoint you cities to be cities of refuge for you, that the slayer may flee thither, which killeth any person at unawares. And they shall be unto you cities for refuge from the avenger, that the manslayer die not until he stand before the congregation in judgment. And of these cities which ye shall give, six cities shall ye have for refuge. You shall give three cities on this side of Jordan, and three cities shall ye give in the land of Canaan, which shall be cities of refuge. These six cities shall be a refuge both for the children of Israel and for the stranger, and for the sojourner among them, that everyone that killeth any person unawares may flee thither. And if he smite him with any instrument of iron, and so that he die, he is a murderer, the murderer shall surely be put to death. And if he smite him with throwing a stone wherewith he may die, and he die, he is a murderer, the murderer shall be surely be put to death. Or if he smite him with a hand weapon of wood, where he may die, and he die, he is a murderer, the murderer shall be surely put to death. The revenger of blood himself shall slay the murderer. When he meeteth him, he shall slay him. But if he thrust him of hatred, or hurl at him by laying of weight, that he die, or in enmity smite him with his hand, that he die, he that smote him shall surely be put to death, for he is a murderer. The revenger of blood shall slay the murderer when he meeteth him. And so it goes on to say, let's go down to verse 24. Then the congregation shall judge between the slayer and the revenger of blood according to these judgments. And the congregation shall deliver the slayer out of the hand of the revenger of blood, and the congregation shall restore him to the city of his refuge, whither he was fled, and he shall abide in it unto the death of the high priest, which was anointed with the holy oil. So he had a chance to go back to the city of refuge after he had been passed judgment. And so what I find so interesting about this is that in the Old Testament, a lot of the things that, you know, things that have been physically been put in place in the New Testament have spiritually been put in place for us. So we have our own refuge that we can go to, which is prayer and supplication unto God. So let me bring up the hold on. I've got to get my other computer set up because I don't have a mouse. I'm using my laptop and I'm left-handed, and I'm not very coordinated. Okay, so let's add this. Okay, so you can see here the six cities. So there's Kadesh. On the left side is the Jordan. So left, there's three cities of Jordan. Kadesh, Shechem, and Hebron. On the right, which is Canaan, which is Golan, Ramoth, and Bezer. So those are the six cities. You can see they're kind of spread out. The two on the right at the top aren't. But as long as you stayed in those cities, then you knew you were safe. So I really didn't know where the cities were, so I'm glad I found this map. So I could look it up, but let me take this back down because we don't need us there. There we go. And then I found this picture. It just gives a kind of like, you know, a man fleeing from. Is this on? Now, I thought I turned... Listen, I turned off the Wi-Fi so I could use the hard line. Turn on Wi-Fi. Oh, okay, I did. Never mind. Ignore the ramblings of this person. So as you can see, this is like a... I don't know if this is really what some situations would look like. Like the person is actually fleeing into the city with the Avenger right on his heels. I mean, to me, this is like a movie climax moment, you know? And it probably did happen. I don't know. But when you're running for your life, you know, and it reminds me of some of those examples. Even in movies when someone's trying to get to their embassy and someone's chasing them and they're in a foreign country and they're trying to get to the, you know, to their embassy. And they know that once they're inside the gates of the embassy, that they are on sovereign ground. And that's kind of what makes me think of these cities of refuge, that once they get there, they're on sovereign ground. And I love that idea. And what I even love more about the idea is that if you want to relate it to today's spiritual way, when we are dealing with our anxiety and depression, there are some days where I am just feel like I'm being attacked from all sides. You know, my depression symptoms are probably, you know, not under control. My anxiety's through the roof. And I just feel like I'm being attacked. And so what can I do? You know, I feel like I need refuge from the world. I need refuge from the things that are going on around me. I mean, I don't know. Do you guys feel that way? If you do, you can comment, you know, in the, you can comment wherever you want, because I then forgot where I'm posting this at after I get it done. Dear Lord. Anyway, so, I mean, so where is, you know, where can we go for our city of refuge? To me, lately, as you all know, I've talked about this. I've started going back to church in March. And so I find myself more and more asking God for help in the moment. You know, I find myself more and more in the moment, just going to a place of quiet, a place of peace. Well, trying to find peace, you know, if I can get to a room in the house that's quiet. And now at first, this wasn't easy because my mind wants to go 1,000 miles per hour. Okay. And it's like I had to train myself to get all the thoughts out of my head. Right. And it didn't just happen the first time. The first time I was sitting there trying to get all the thoughts to go away. And I kept making lists in my head. Like, I need to do the dishes. I need the vacuum. I need to do the laundry. I need to start dinner. You know, all of those things. And then sometimes the lists were like, did I take my medicine today? Have I showered? Did I put deodorant on? Did I brush my teeth? So it just depended on the day, like how bad my symptoms were. And so if my mind was like super active. Now, I had to keep trying. Okay, people, you don't just do it once and give up. You keep going and going and going. And the thing about it is the city of refuge for me is just getting in God's presence. And at first it felt like he's nowhere. You know, that's what I felt like. And now I feel him more and more because I've learned to seek him out. I've learned to quiet the noise. And so when I am in a desperate situation for some instant calm, I go to God for refuge. I go to God for some calm. And that's what I am encouraging you guys to do, especially for those that are suffering from anxiety and suffering from depression. And if you feel like your life is a complete chaotic mess, all you got to do is just, I mean, even if you're at work and you feel like you're going to lose your mind, go to the bathroom and just stand in the stall and just close your eyes and take some deep breaths, you know, and just get the oxygen blowing. Yeah, get the oxygen blowing through your body. Get the oxygen flowing through your body. I don't know how many times I did that when I was having, you know, stressful times at work. And I mean, it really helps. And I really encourage you to develop, you know, your place of refuge with God and or with the Lord, whatever you call him. That's what I call him. But I definitely am finding peace faster in my life. And I want that for you too. So that was the first that was the first thing I really have been wanting to talk to you guys about, is finding a place of rest, finding a place where you could go to when you feel like you're being attacked on all fronts. Trust me, you don't have to be a murderer to go to a city of refuge, okay? You don't have to. You could just be someone that is just trying to get away from the crazies out in the world, and or you just have a busy lifestyle. You know, you are the go-to person for a lot of people. And I just wanted to illustrate this picture, because sometimes I feel like I'm that person running into the city. You know, even though we both know that's probably not, I don't know, I can't say to that effect. But sometimes, you know, we are going through such difficult situations with our families and or with our friends, with our work. And they may be things that we have to deal with, right? But sometimes it's just a lot to deal with. You know, you're busy and you just are feeling overwhelmed. And that's when I urge you to just find a moment of quiet and just ask God to give you some peace of mind. And he'll give you peace of mind in that moment. But I do want to say, just be specific about what you need. Don't do Nikki prayers where you're like blanket requests, because then things will happen and you're like, because God will, you give him a blanket request, then he's going to start working on things that you had no idea that you needed worked on. Okay. So that's another podcast for another day, because that was a hard lesson I needed to learn. So, and it really put my life in topsy-turvy. I don't know what the idiom is. My husband would know it. So anyway, but so that's what I wanted to talk about today. And before I go, I do want to say a little prayer and ask God to bring peace to your life. So dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for dropping this word and onto my heart to share on my podcast today. And I hope that whoever is listening will take it to heart and ask you to give them the peace of mind that they need and that they deserve. Give them the city of refuge that they deserve. Help them manage the chaos that's going on in their life, whether it's family, friends, just a regular job, or if they're dealing with something more stressful like depression and anxiety. And I am so thankful that they have decided to ask ask you to help them. And thank you so much for, thank you, Jesus. In your name I pray, amen. So thank you, everybody. I hope to see you again next week. And I will be back on the horse galloping across the radio waves or the podcast waves or the streaming waves. That's probably what I should call it. So bye. Have a great day.